With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. You know what time it is. Time for Lightning Bets, our plays for tonight. We can put some in for this weekend. Joe, what are you thinking? Lightning Bets.
All right. I'm going to focus on Torrey Pines. I mean, before the show, I hear Jake Hassan bragging about his bets. Guys that are barely on the cut line, I don't know what he's talking about. Okay.
Give him a break.
I just got some bombs I want to throw out there. Got a few ideas here. Now, it is, let's see, there are a couple of names at the top here. Horschel 9-under, Thompson 8-under. He's 41-1. T3, got Jaeger and Tway. They're two shots back. They're triple digits still, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going for T9, where we have a 22-way tie before they start day number two, and a couple that popped to me. First off, Ryan Palmer. He was 70-1 to win the tournament before Wednesday, and now he dropped to only 50-1. I still find some value there. He's T9 and Ryan Palmer 50-1. Cam Young also. 5-under par at T9 is 180-1. I like him. And Malnati stands out, also 5-under par, not only because he's triple digits at 120-1, but if you look at the top of the leaderboard today, it's filled with guys that played the North Course yesterday, and that's the easier of the two courses. So with Wednesday, Thursday, one day you play the North, one day you play the South. South, much more difficult. The South is what they're going to play on day three and day four. Now, Malnati, of all the names up here, he's one of three that played the tougher course and still dominated. So he's probably going to make the weekend, and we'll get that for two more days. So Malnati at 120-1, I think that's worth a shot. So small bets, Malnati, Cam Young, and Palmer.
I like it. Some golf bets for Joe on a Thursday. Aaron, what are you thinking?
I am going to do the Cooper Cup receiving yards. What was that? Plus 210?
Plus 210 this weekend, yep.
Yeah. Got the Cavs come out of the East. And you know what? I'm sick. I keep saying I'm going to stop betting. I'm going to take a night off. Here I am with multiple bets yet again.
On the two-game card?
And no, I did the teaser. The Chiefs and Niners teased Chiefs down to -1, Niners 9.5 +9.
Yep, you and I have the same one there. All right.
My God.
All right.
What?
Go ahead.
Not you. It's a reaction. I told you earlier. I'm like, just the name thing is going to be a problem. And the first caller on the score after the Eberflus hire was calling him Eber lose, because that's all he's gonna do.
Oh no, already?
That's a Monday staple in Chicago next year. And we got Eber lose on the sidelines. Eber loser, get this guy out of here. So here's a question.
It only took 5 minutes.
When the Eagles were doing their search last year, I feel like coaches have to have coach names that fit for sports radio. Like Nagy, right? Nagy, that's an easy one. What are they? Are people
no,
gonna
no, no, because it took like a year.
Oh, Nagy?
Nagy or Nagy. And yeah, and right. He didn't help things by saying, call me whatever you want. I don't care. You know.
So, yeah, I feel, but like short names are simple. Like Doug, people called him Doug. Are people going to call this guy Matt or Eberflus?
Ditka. Lovey.
Ditka. Right, Lovey. Yeah. One name, simple name. Is this guy going to be Matt when people call the score, or is it going to be Eberflus?
I think my guess is after a while, Frank Reich, I was reading some quotes from him, he called him Flus.
Flus.
It sounds strange.
Yeah, it's not a championship.
I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable
is loose.
With this. The Flus is loose. Yes.
Eberflus is too good. All right, here's a couple bets that hopefully don't Eberflus tonight. I'm going to take the Lakers to cover the number against the Sixers. Embiid's amazing, and he's having a great year. They don't get consistent scoring from anybody else. Lakers are back at full strength. They beat the Nets the other night. LeBron's on a tear. I'll take the Lakers plus the 2.5. And I'm also going to be on the Cooper Kupp plus 210 to lead the weekend in receiving. It's just like, I get it. Chase is amazing. Tyreek's amazing. But there's no more consistent performer and number one target on his team's left than Cooper Kupp. So I'll put him in at plus 210. Jake, what do you got? And of course, give us your reaction here. Matt Eberflus in.
I'm dead inside. I've just put all the emotions, take them, just smash them down, and then you never have to feel them again. Also, I was not bragging. I was just talking to Paul how we're not dead. Okay? I was not bragging.
What
you do on these airwaves is bully me.
Give me the OC hire that would make you feel better. Do you have one?
I don't really have one. Like at the moment, it's been 10
minutes,
you know?
I know. I think that hire might be more important than the head coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Now that it's a defensive head coach,
right?
That's more important.
Yeah, you have the defense, or at least the foundation of a defense in place already.
Didn't you say McDaniels?
I did not say that.
You did not.
Paul's hearing things, so that's great. Yeah,
it's a lateral move. Anyways, he's not coming here.
Oh, that was me. I was joking, though. I didn't think they'd actually. I said the Bears should throw $50 million at Mike McDaniels. I was not being serious,
I missed that
though.
$50 million part.
At first, I thought you were asking about Josh McDaniels.
Caldwell, you're out. No, Joe G.
I will
that.
Literally dive head first with cinder block shoes on into the lake.
Please hire him.
How are you going to get off
the
ground?
The guy can help the
I'll figure it out, Paul.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm just trying to help you guys out. Jim Caldwell would help Justin Fields.
I guess. I don't know anything anymore.
Where are you coming up with this? Why?
Yeah, why? What is with the Jim Caldwell like soapbox with you the last couple days? Average Jim.
You look like a genius when you have Peyton Manning as your quarterback. Yes, of course. Again,
he had 3 out of 4 winning years in Detroit. I said it yesterday. Paul fell out of his chair. I was being facetious, but like that's ridiculous. Hall of Fame.
He had a good quarterback in Detroit.
Yeah,
as
you
well.
Had you had Matt Stafford in the prime of his career, and you still couldn't get past the first round.
He helped Joe Flacco do what he did in the playoffs, right? He was his coordinator, the best Flacco ever was.
So did Raheem, whatever his name is, that like was like, oh yeah, let a guy go 20 yards behind me in the AFC championship
Who
game.
Called the play? Jim Caldwell called the play. That's all I
think.
I
that was an all go. I think John Madden called that play.
He had 11 touchdowns, no picks in the playoffs. If you get Joe Flacco to play like that, you can't be a dummy.
Yeah, one flash in the pan isn't going to make me be like, yep, Jim Caldwell's the guy. Let's do it.
Oh, you know what? Then let the McCaskies make the hire. At least if I'm in charge of giving you someone who's had some.
How do we know they didn't?
Cheryl McCaskey? What's his sister's name? Let her make the hire.
Yeah, I don't even know if this is true, so I shouldn't be saying it. But apparently, his sister married into the McCaskey family? Is this what's happening?
McCaskey family. Yeah,
this is based on...
This is Wikipedia. Oh, yeah. Literally the name.
A crumb of research. And that might be gratuitous.
I did say it in the beginning.
Yeah, that's great. That's fine. Whatever.
So you're not happy. New pod tonight? Or are you going to wait a week, let it settle, and then
we'll wait till Monday. Hope he announces some either coordinators or something like that, or at least for his first press conference.
We'll hey, your co-host will love to hire. So that's good.
I know. God, Kevin Lapka, what an idiot. Love him, but what an idiot.
Any other bets, or did you say him already?
We didn't even get to my bets.
He's dead inside. Okay. He can't bet.
No,
well,
I did thankfully have one picked out already before this news broke out. I'm going to take Iowa +2 against Purdue. It's at Iowa. Iowa's 11-1 at home. We know Purdue has issues on the road. They lost at Rutgers. Illinois took them to double overtime with no Kofi Coburn. They lost to Indiana at home. So I'll take Iowa +2 against Purdue. Against Purdue, I should say.
Purdue.
Thank you, Jake. I don't know if this will make you feel any better. The Bears blog has been all over this.
I also saw that. How it was Poles hire, how he went, how McCaskey wanted one.
Polian and McCaskey wanted Caldwell. Ted, the business guy, and others involved wanted Quinn, and he went with Eberflus.
Yeah. If that's true, then that makes – I quote tweeted that or something. I said screaming goes down a little bit, but it's still, if that's true, great, but – again, it's. I don't care so much about Eberflus as who he's going to surround himself with.
That's it.
Just protect our beautiful baby boy, Justin Fields. Speaking of which, him at the Bulls game, him and Io next to each other. Wow, my heart. That was like checked all my boxes right there.
Is this the complete list of baby boys?
Yes.
You have some baseball baby boys. You have to.
My large adult sons.
All the Tigers. I mean, you've got some baseball.
Blake
kids.
Snell.
Josh Jung.
Blake Snell is the kid that Jacob abandoned.
No. Blake Snell is the kid who I'm going to bully. He's my the runt of the litter. He's my least desirable son.
Any more golf bets, Jake?
Aaron's just trying to tail golf bets. Aaron was out betting. Now she's like, wait a second. Just one more golf bet? Let me hear it.
No, I actually I'll stick with my two from yesterday. I just didn't say them on the show.
All right.
You have golf bets? You're not sharing?
Yeah.
What are they?
I don't know if they're going to hit, so win. I don't want to leave.
Just gambling.
Well, none of us know if these are going to hit. This is what.
Speaking of not knowing if they're going to hit.
I have DeChambeau, Berger, and Finau, all top 10 finishes, +6,000.
Finau.
See? I'm in on it.
So many bets.
Finau.
All top 10.
Yeah.
Woo.
All right,
Berger,
so Paul.
Bryson. For now,
Paul, what do you got?
All right, so it is time for us as a show to leave the great state of Alabama and decide which Dakota we want to pledge our allegiance to, because North Dakota State is playing South Dakota, and South Dakota State is playing North Dakota, both tonight. So we on North Dakota is a -1.5 point favorite at South Dakota. North Dakota State is a 1.5 point favorite at South Dakota. South Dakota State is a 21.5 favorite against North Dakota. So basically just North Dakota or South Dakota. What are we doing here?
Fade Carson Wentz, as I always say. Fade North Dakota.
Okay.
Fade North Dakota. We're in on South Dakota as a show, yeah.
All right.
All right, bet. So take all the South Dakota schools, bet.
All two of them, yep.
Both South Dakota schools, we're in on them. All right, we're back tomorrow. Hopefully everyone here has calmed down over Matt Eberflus or Flus, whatever his name is. And we'll have a Football Friday getting everyone ready for conference championship weekend. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip, which I was on today with, of course, Chelsea and Jenks. Everyone have a great Thursday. We're back tomorrow on Friday right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.